It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Brought to you in part by Iberia Sports and Rehab, Hike, Mindell, Grubbs, and Dalmore, Swing Insurance, Blazing Specialties, Additive Solutions, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, The Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment, and Action Specialties. Now, here's Coach Indest.
Hello this morning. Ooh, it's dark outside on this Monday, Turbo.
Very. But we'll see the daylight this evening.
Man, they mess with that time. It goes one way, it goes another. What are they going to do with that, huh?
I don't know. Oh, bon Dieu.
Bon Dieu. All right, let's throw in L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports and Grittick, LLC, Electrical and General Services. Whew. You know, a lot of times this time of year, of course, we've been doing this for about 6 weeks, I guess, give or take, and sometimes there's not a whole lot going on.
Oh.
And you're like, okay, what? I sit there on Sunday evenings, and that's kind of my time to, okay, prepare the show for the week. And but, boy, all of a sudden they throw Drew Brees in there, and now it's like, I don't know if we have enough time today.
It was like they dropped a bomb, man.
Deal is we knew it was coming.
Yeah, basically.
But it's still, you know, I don't want to overplay this, but I'm going to make this analogy. It's like when you have a loved one that's on their deathbed, and you know they're going to go. And you just say, okay, it's time, let them go. But when they go, it ain't easy.
No, it's not.
It's not easy.
Yeah, you're right. And it's not going to be easy for the Saint fans either.
Okay, so Turbo, along those lines, I'm a poet, and you probably didn't know it.
No. Well, I knew you had a lot of limericks in your...
I got up this morning.
All right.
In about 10 minutes, I just threw this together. I felt inspired. I had to do a little...
So we got a
little poem for Drew. Now, it's not a limerick. It's a poem.
Okay. All right. I'm ready.
All right.
Sit back, folks.
I leaked it this morning on Facebook to just let everybody know.
All right.
A few people that get up as early as we do. This is called Ode to Drew.
Ode to Drew.
A boy from Texas went to Purdue. How great he'd become, nobody knew. In the early second round, he went to the Chargers. But with a bad shoulder, could he go farther? He signed with the Saints instead of Miami. To Saban, this was the ultimate whammy. After Katrina, he became NOLA's king. For many years after, how the dome would ring. Speaking of rings, in 2009, he outdueled Peyton Manning. Lord, how he shined. Win after win, the records fell one by one. Dear Mr. Brees, you are second to none. I wish you the best in all that you do. Happy retirement from the folks from the Bayou. I'm trying to hold back tears here, Turbo.
I can see that. Get my hanky out for you. But that's pretty good. In a short period of time,
sometimes you just get a little inspired right there.
Yeah, he will be missed in New Orleans. But you know, he said that you can't take him out of New Orleans. He's here to stay. You know, he does have another home in the San Diego area.
Correct.
And his boys at Newman. You know, so it's
well. I found this out. What they've done over the past several years, and of course, because the kids are young, it's easier to get away with doing this. The kids actually, after Christmas, would go back to San Diego with them and change schools.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
They basically went fall term, New Orleans, winter, spring term, San Diego, which is actually pretty cool for the kids. They really never get any... horrible weather.
Look, the San Diego.
Oh, San Diego. Okay,
gorgeous.
I spent 10 days in San Diego, 1998. Gorgeous. It was during El Nino as well. It was an El Nino, and literally the temperature stayed between 60 and 64 degrees.
Wow,
it was just incredible. And what a beautiful town as well.
Sunshine and lollipops.
Okay, so we'll continue to talk about Drew as the week goes on, but. 80,358 yards, number one of all time. 571 touchdown passes. Of course, because of the injury this year, didn't get to go back and forth with Tom Brady to try to hold that record. But, of course, Tom Brady looks like Father Time has been nicer to Tom Brady than it has been to Drew Brees, because Tom Brady is going to at least go another year.
At least.
To add on to his 581, I believe.
And how far behind him is he in passing yards? Like Tom Brady.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, I might do that while you speak.
Okay. 98.7 QB rating for a lifetime. That's number five. So we wish you well, Drew. Like I said, we'll continue to talk about that as the week goes on, and the ramifications, and the fact that, not the fact, you just know that the Saints knew this was coming. Mickey Loomis, there is no way in the world that Drew Brees was leaving the Saints hanging.
No.
Too much of a team guy. Like I said, I think that it was all, okay, this is when I'm going to do it, and this is the best reason to do it like this. The Saints agreed, he agreed, and that's what they did. Moving on. Golf. Got to talk a little golf. Players' Championship. Used to be called the Money Players' Championship. It was the first million-dollar tournament.
That's right.
The great Pete Dye. I want to say Pat Dye, but Pat Dye is the coach of the of the War Eagles.
That's right.
Yeah. Pete Dye, infamous stadium course, which many years ago was the brunt of many PGA Tour jokes. They felt like it was a tricked-up course. They felt, you know, all kind of things. But this tournament has stood the test of time. Look all the way back when Jerry Pate won it and jumped in the lake on 18.
Right. That's right. I remember that.
There's only been one other time in my PGA tournament watching career, which is basically my whole life, that I've rooted. Look, I'm an American man, and I'm one of those America First guys. I have a hard time rooting for people that are not American when Americans are involved.
I agree.
That's just me. Okay, I'm not saying right, wrong, left, right. I know the world is shrinking, all these things, but Seve was a great player. I hated Seve. You know, he just got in the way of Jack and Tom and my guys winning tournaments. Of course, you get older and you appreciate Seve, and what a guy when he played golf, it was like he's playing a violin, man.
He was emotional too, very emotional on the course.
Exactly. Which I get that, because I tend to fall on that side.
I hear you.
Okay, so Lee Westwood, man. Lee Westwood has never won a tournament. No, he has won one on the PGA?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. But I was pulling, regardless. I was pulling for Lee down the stretch. He stood over a shot on 16, which is a par 5, reachable par 5. He's got a 4-iron in his hand. And before he hit the shot, Paul Azinger said, this is one of the most important golf shots of this guy's career. He's 47 years old. He's not going to get many more opportunities.
Sure.
And he jerks it left into the trees that are a part of this huge waste bunker area. Left himself an impossible golf shot from there. Went bunker to bunker. And actually ended up getting up and down for par. But still, not Justin Thomas ahead of him. Justin just went nuts. Happy for Justin Thomas. Again, an American. Without really getting into it, because like I said, we don't try to get into negative things. Justin Thomas made a major mistake weeks ago. Used a quote-unquote homophobic slur against himself. Called himself something that was inappropriate. Word you can't use anymore. I'm not sure if it was a word you ever should have used, but it just a word that shouldn't be used anymore. I get it. Okay. Ralph Lauren backs out. He's walking around with not that he needs a logo on his shirt. Believe me, Justin Thomas doesn't need a logo on his shirt. He's doing fine, but he gets raked over the coals. Tried the proverbial cancellation by, you know, some folks. They tried to cancel him, went after him. You know, he should be suspended from the tour and all these things. Well, he was emotional after that win, and he was asked about his grandfather who had recently passed, and he got emotional about that. But I'm telling you, he was mainly emotional because he's sitting there like, ha-ha, I'm still winning, baby.
That's right.
I'm still here.
And I'm counting, too.
And he's so little, and he hits the ball so far. This guy just hits it a mile, and he's not a big guy. Love watching him play. Love watching him compete. He's a fiery guy. And again, you know, kind of what led to when he disparaged himself, okay, with a politically incorrect term, which led to all this. But anyway, just happy for him. Really was pulling for Lee, though, I have to say. You know, another thing for you golf fans out there, it was the young man that ended up coming in third, the lefty. I'm looking it up as we speak. My 54-year-old brain doesn't work as well as the young one. Okay, Brian Harman. When you're watching these guys on TV, and I stand by this because I remember, I'm talking in circles here, but after we won the state championship in 2017, I hate looking at the TV broadcast because I was at my heaviest. I was probably as heavy then as I've been in a long time.
So a little vainness comes out?
Oh, a little vanity comes out, man. I look at that. I see that turkey neck and, you know, and the whole thing that I inherited from my father. And I lost weight because of that. Just look at that. I'm like, God, dog, bro, you look like heck, man. So the TV does add size to you. Not only weight, but size. And the reason I say this is because it was backed up when I went to the 2018 – it was the 17 Masters. No, it was the 18. 18 Masters. Chris Bigler and I went, got tickets from Buster Bouye. I couldn't get over how little a lot of these guys were relative to what they looked to me on TV. This guy, Brian Harman – and again, he's not a major name. He's probably top 60. I'm just going to guess. I'm just going to throw. I don't know. He's definitely top 100, lefty. This guy, to me, looks to be 5'6", 138 pounds.
Like Corey Pavin.
I mean, I'm Pavin. That Pavin boy.
I understand.
Is he from Coto?
I want to say Coto, California.
Corey Pavin. But what a little guy. And like I said, all these guys, even the guys that are big, they don't look as big. Of course, there are big guys out there. You know, Brooks Koepka, he's a big guy. Dustin Johnson, big guy. But I tell you, Dustin Johnson is way thinner in person. Bubba Watson looked like a toothpick to me. He looked like a guy you could just break in half.
Yeah, he's 6'3", about 170.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just skinny, skinny, skinny. But this guy, Harman, when you're looking at him out there, and you look, he just doesn't, I don't know, he just doesn't look that little. But when I say this guy is tiny, he's tiny. All right. LSU, Alabama basketball. Did you watch any of that?
I watched some of it. Yes, I did. What a game. LSU had a chance to win that game.
Oh, I had a couple of tip-ins right there at the end. They get lucky, so the three-point shot to win it by two, they're down one, 80-79, and it comes way short, which allows better chance to get an offensive board and tip. Probably if it was a grab and a putback, better chance, but you're not sure how much time is left. So, of course, you know, they're rushing. What got me, what I noticed more than anything, there's a parallel between LSU's young coach, Wade, and Dale Brown. Although they're two totally different people. But they were not liked in their profession. There were a lot of people that did not like these two. Dale Brown was always seen as that used car salesman, unbelievable, no coach, all recruit. But let's face it, in basketball, I don't want to take a pot shot at any basketball coaches out there, but I'm sorry. You can put a football team out there with a lot of great players, and if they're poorly coached, they can't get it done. It can't. Basketball, I've seen some teams, high school, that aren't very well coached, that can still get it done because it's so athletic involved. It's just different. And again, please, I hope no basketball coaches, because you got guys out there that do an unbelievable job coaching basketball, and they constantly have their kids play up. I've told many a young coach, get involved in basketball, because I think you can make a difference, because there are some poor coach teams out there. You can make a difference. But I will say that, you know, when you got Shaq and you got Chris Jackson and you got Stanley Roberts and, you know, you got some of these people, you can get away, kind of get out of their way and let them go. I'm sure there's some people that disagree with me on that, and I get it.
But LSU's got some athletes on that basketball
team. After the game was over, Nate Oates, the head coach from Alabama, after the two tip-ins are missed, something came out of his mouth. He pointed at Will Wade, and it started with F. Okay? And it was – he did not want to lose to Will Wade.
They had an altercation before the game. I don't know if you knew that or not.
No, okay, so go ahead.
They had an altercation before the game started. The coaches were going at it.
Yes.
And they had to separate them. Security had to separate them on the floor along with the teams.
And you know what? As much as Coach Brent Indest really hates that, because as fire as I was, I never got in. You know, I can think of after two games I got into verbal back and forth with a coach. Okay, twice in my career. Before, never. As much as Coach Indest hates to see that, Bayou Sports, Brent Indest, it's kind of fun, man. It gives us something to talk about. It gives you – and God knows college basketball needs some pub, good or bad. I don't they need something. The whole one-and-done world of college basketball. On the golf course the other day, Caleb Arsenault, young man, he just looked at me and said, does college basketball matter anymore? That's from the lips of a 25-year-old. Does it matter anymore? You can't get close to a team anymore because you don't get close to the players. They're one and done, two and done. They move on. I'm gonna watch LSU and St. Bonaventure Saturday.
The Bonnies.
But honestly, I'm still unsure. I can't spit out names of LSU basketball players. I can't. And look, this is the guy that can go back to 1981. We talked about it the other day. Ethan Martin, Greg Cook, Super Sub Willie Sims, High C Carter, Rudy Toot Macklin, okay? Cookie. Leonard Swat Mitchell.
Cookie Monster.
Exactly. The Cookie Man. I can name the top six players off of that team. Can sing the song Teddy and I were singing.
That's right.
Tigers to the top now.
That's right.
Watch them play Wichita State in the regional final, actually, in New Orleans.
I was at those games.
Yep.
They beat Arkansas. Remember the kid from Arkansas the week before he did a half-court shot?
Yep.
The LSU fans, he crossed half-court. Shoot, shoot, shoot.
But anyway, to wrap up LSU, the NCAA, I am not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not. But it was, I don't want to say a given, but it was common thought that if LSU wins two games in the SEC tournament, they're going to get out of that eight seed. They were projected as an eight seed right after the regular season. If they win none, they stay eight. If they win one, maybe move up, win two, get in the finals. No, it's automatic. You're going to become a seven or a six, okay? They kept them at eight.
I was a little surprised at that, too.
Kept them at eight. And I'm telling you, the powers that be do not want a Will Wade-coached LSU team to advance. Because you know why? Will Wade is still being investigated by the FBI. It would be a black eye on the NCAA if LSU makes a deep run and then all of a sudden, bam, LSU gets popped.
Kind of reminds me of a story down the road 45 years ago.
By Tulane.
At UL.
Too. Oh, at UL. Oh, Dwight Bolamar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Best team money could buy.
Yeah, 125 reasons why we're number one. I remember a guy holding a sign up at the Houston game. And number one in court and on court.
We will talk about that more as the week goes on, because like I said, LSU has a week to get ready for the Bonnies. The winner would play number one Michigan. Michigan has faltered as of late, late in the regular season and in the Big Ten tournament. So if there is a one seed that LSU might, you know, if they're peaking like it looks like, that they can play with, it might be the Wolverines. But going back and to tie it together, I mean, you remember Bobby Knight's hatred for Dale Brown.
Oh, yeah. There was no love.
The basketball establishment did not like Dale Brown. Dale Brown was a salesman. Dale Brown, he told everybody at the freak defense, oh, we're going to run the freak. It was a triangle and two.
It was a
triangle and two. But he sold it.
Yeah.
And he sold to his kids that we're doing something freakish.
Yeah.
He sold it to his kids. He sold them a package of goods, and they bought it. So you know what? Good for Dale. The man from Minot. Is it North or South Dakota?
South.
South Dakota.
His best coaching job was the 86 team with Ricky Blanton.
Oh, yes. Because they had no business going to the Final Four.
No.
The team with Ethan Martin, no. They probably were as talented as anybody in the country.
Right.
But no. Ricky Blanton, Derek Taylor. All those guys, unbelievable job of coaching with that team. Got hot at the right time.
Yeah.
Nobody expected anything.
Beat Georgia Tech, beat some quality teams that year to go to Dallas for the Final Four.
Real fast, Yellow Jackets go 2-1 this weekend, wins over Brobridge and Eunice. Had a loss to Ascension Episcopal, which shows you how strong Ascension Episcopal is in Catholic High's district. Catholic High splits over the weekend. Had a win over Wichita Christian, lost to Lafayette High. Lamar beats McNeese. Not a good day for McNeese Cowboy football.
Yeah, that was
1-3. Lamar is not supposed to beat McNeese.
No,
that should be apples and oranges. Frank Wilson struggling early in his debut as a Cowboy football coach, former New Orleanian head football coach in high school. We'll go ahead and wrap it up right there. We're right here. Hey, sun's coming out. Looks like it's going to be a little dark day today. Not a whole lot of sun, but I don't think we're going to get the rain for a couple of days.
Yeah, it'll be warm, too.
We'll be right back right here. Hey, just ask Alexa. Play Kane 1240.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Want to work your body in top condition? Look no further than Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment. Whether outfitting a home gym or a large rehab center, Frank will get you quality equipment that will last for years. Large machines or small accessories, our selection is second to none. Frank, who was born and raised in New Iberia, will see to it that your equipment is serviced even well after the sale. Visit our website at frankspecialtyequipment.com or call the office at 337-316-1231.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Join us Wednesday for St. Patrick's Day. The cast is back on Friday. Saturday, it's Cajun Company Band and Sunday, it's the Steve Adams four-piece trio. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, from 5 to 8 with most drinks half-priced.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Before we dive into this next segment, I want to throw out something from my man at Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment, Frank Burbank.
The home run king.
T-ball home run king. 1972, 73, New Iberia. New Iberia Recreation Department, right there by the swimming pool.
Was that a
foul ball? You could hit a lifeguard in the head.
Was that a rubber coated ball?
Yeah, you know what? I think it was.
But they were.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I know they were. It's maintenance time for all of your fitness equipment needs. So you don't have to have purchased it from Frank. You know, if you've got a treadmill, if you've got an elliptical, whatever you've got, and let's say a cable's loose. Or something, maybe your monitor's not working correctly. All kind of these different things. Frank will service that equipment. So get with Frank at Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment. You can look him up online, and he will gladly help you out. You know, Turbo, I come across these lists of greatest of all time. You know, of course, that's a popular thing to do these days. And when I look at them, I'm always looking for, of course, what you agree with and what you disagree with. Top 50 collegiate basketball players of all time. Now, this will probably take us a couple of. We'll go all the way to wrestling with this one.
I hear you. I'm ready.
Okay. And I know you're going to have some input on this one.
Oh, yes.
I didn't tease. Tony did not know I was going to bring this up.
No, not at all.
Okay. There were three guys in the top 20 that I didn't know where they went to college, and that's why I want to see if you know where they went to college.
Oh.
I'm going to put you on the spot because there were three of them that I had no clue where they went to college.
Okay. Is they old-timers?
Some of them.
Okay.
One of them, definitely. A couple of them. And we say old-timers. Old-timers relative to me or old-timers relative to you?
We're talking about guys that might have played in the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Oh, no. We're not going back that far.
Oh, wow. Okay. I could help you in the 30s, 40s.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah. Well, no, I don't think any of this goes back that far.
Okay.
The first thing I'm going to give away, what freaks me out about this list, I've only got the top 20 listed. Three LSU players in the top 50.
I can believe that.
Okay. Of course, Pistol's got to be one. I would have thought Shaq was two, but Bob Pettit's two. Okay.
Believe me, Bob Pettit was a dominant force.
Okay. I got you. And you know what? I'm not going to argue that because I didn't watch Bob Pettit play, so I don't have that frame of reference.
Well, he used to – we'd borrow my uncle's season tickets, go to certain games at Tiger Stadium, and he sat right in front of us.
Uh-huh.
And I always used to tell the guy on the next to me, why does this guy keep standing on his chair? And he'd hear me every once in a while. He'd kind of scoop a little bit so he'd watch the game. He was 6'9".
Wow.
He was a big man back then.
Okay. Shaq was number 46 on this list. Now, just follow me here. And I do see on this list, a lot of it was based on the success of the team, which I get because – a great player in basketball really should be able to affect his team. Think of the way Larry Bird affected his team. So I get that, okay? I get that. But I'm going to throw out some names that are ahead of Shaq on this list.
But you know what? Shaq was a much better pro player than
I'm
a
with
college
you.
Player because the pro game's more physical than the college
But they
game.
They changed the rules in college for Shaq.
I'm not
they literally
that.
Changed the rules.
I'm not denying that.
The rules were changed because of Shaq.
And
because
of Lou Alcindor, too, formerly, I guess, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yeah.
But I'm talking about the way they call a defensive foul in basketball was changed. It completely...
The Shaq Act?
Of course, Hack-a-Shaq,
yeah.
Which was employed because he was a crappy free throw shooter, which I'd have done it. I mean, there's no doubt if I'm coaching on it. But I'm talking about a moving defender was never had rights. If you ran into a moving defender in basketball, had no rights until Shaquille O'Neal. Then all of a sudden, when you're moving and Shaq slammed you to the ground, all of a sudden it became a charge. Now, I'm not saying they wrote rules to change it. It was just unwritten.
Yeah.
The game was called differently after Shaquille O'Neal. But let me throw out some names.
All right.
Bobby Hurley, Steve Alford, Mark Aguirre, Tom Gola. Who's Tom Gola?
Tom Gola played at NYU.
Is he better than Shaq?
No.
I mean, come on, man.
No. I remember Tom Gola, though. Played with the Knicks, too.
Okay. I knew you'd know. I was going to look him up. I was going to look him up, but I said, no, I'm going to leave that one to Turbo. Tom Gola?
No, he wasn't as good as
Shaq. I mean, Dale Brown, maybe a little undercoached. The famous stories in Germany. Hello, son. What part of the military, you know, what are you?
I'm 14.
But three lottery picks.
Where's your dad?
Three lottery picks on one team.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
And thus the argument that Dale Brown was all recruit, little coach.
He could recruit now.
Oh, ain't no
doubt.
He'd
talk the ears off a wooden Indian. Oh, yeah. I guarantee you.
Sell the proverbial ice cube to the Eskimo. That was him.
Oh, yes.
That was him. All right, starting at number 20, we're going to and this is one that I didn't know where he went. And I'm telling you, if you could pull this one out, you will impress the heck out of me. Calvin Murphy.
Really?
Number 20.
One of the greatest free throw shooters ever.
Yes, absolutely. Do you know where he went to college?
Niagara.
Oh, God, he knew it. Folks, he knew it.
And played for the Houston Rockets
for
many
years. Yes, he did. Went to Niagara. Moving up, the guy everybody loved to hate, had a 30 for 30. Written just about him, done just for him, from the Blue Devils, Christian Laettner.
Yeah, he was a heck of a player.
You know, I could throw him in the wrestling just for the fact that he was that ultimate guy. If you were a Duke fan, you loved Christian Laettner, but if you were not a Duke fan, you despised this guy. And he loved it. He ate it up.
Yes, he did.
He played the villain so well.
He did. You know, I remember I can't remember who he stomped on his chest
during
the game. I can't remember who that
was. Was it the turnaround jumper at the top of the key? Was it against Kentucky?
I think it was.
In the semis?
Yeah, and he stomped
regionals
on
or semis?
Oh, chest. He should have been thrown out the game. But anyway, and the only collegian on the Dream Team of 92.
Which that upset people even more.
Oh.
Because he had no business.
Oh.
He had no business being on that team. Because, of course, in the NBA, ended up being okay. But just, you know, not quite.
Yeah, it wasn't a Larry Bird.
No, not even close. As a matter of fact, the fact that Christian Laettner is up there has nothing to do with NBA, which this shouldn't. That's why
college.
I got the hugest problem I have is with number 12, and I'll get to that when I get to him.
Okay.
Because he's the greatest player of all time, but he ain't the number 12 collegiate basketball player of all time.
I hear you.
Tim Duncan, 18. Love Tim Duncan.
Class kid, too.
One of the classiest guys to ever do it. Wake Forest, just a great player. The next one is more toward your time. Now, of course, I knew who this gentleman was, but had no clue where he went to college. Actually started at one smaller college and then finished at another. The great Elgin Baylor.
Yeah. Nope. Seattle.
He's 2 for 2, folks. He's 2 for 2.
And, you know, I think that's the only time.
And then the next one, the only other one I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
Is going to be a layup for you. I gave you the two hardest ones.
Really?
Oh, yeah, the next one's going to be a layup. Because I didn't know it, but it's a major university, so I know you're going to get it. All right, 15, Patrick Ewing.
Yeah, Georgetown.
One of the greatest basketball games I recall as a kid was when Villanova upset them.
Yeah, Villanova hit like, what, 85% on the floor.
And we found out later that some of those guys had snorted cocaine before the game.
And guess what? Patrick Ewing's Georgetown team won the tournament, the Big East tournament this weekend. He's the coach of Georgetown now.
I did not know that.
And they won. They beat who? They beat Seton Hall and Villanova for the championship.
Patrick Ewing, of course, became somewhat of a villain with the Knicks because the Knicks were a villainous team. But I like Patrick Ewing. I think Patrick Ewing was good for basketball. Heck of a player. Heck of a big man. Nobody affects the game of basketball like a big man. That's why when we get to the top, you're going to see all these guys at the top and one of the guys in the middle of the top, why he was so special. Elvin Hayes.
The biggie.
One of the greatest regular season push games of all time. Bill Walton versus Elvin Hayes in the Astrodome.
Lou Alcindor.
You're correct. So it was Lou versus Elvin.
But Lou had a scratched eye. He received him.
That's the goggles. That's when he started wearing the goggles.
That is correct.
But Elvin Hayes, another unbelievable big man.
And I want to tell you, of the Houston team that year, of the five starters in that team, four of them were from Louisiana.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Elvin Hayes, Don Chaney, etc.
Jerry Lucas, number 13. A little before my time. Where did he go to college?
You ready? Mm-hmm. Ohio State.
Yes, the Ohio State. That's the third one I didn't know. I had all the rest.
And the man could literally memorize anything. They say he memorized the phone book from New York. that's his claim to fame.
So he's like memory.
He could remember anything. You can Google that, Jerry Lucas. I remember he was on the Tonight Show one night, and he was just pouting off that. Go ahead.
We'll wrap up this segment with this one. I will argue till the cows come home, and I know it's subjective, that the greatest NBA basketball player of all time is Michael Jordan. I mean, I'm sorry. I realize it's my generation against the newer generation, the whole LeBron MJ deal, and there's arguments, I get it. But Michael Jordan, I'm sorry, because of the Dean Smith system that he was a part of, in my opinion, are you telling me that Michael Jordan did better in college even than Shaq? Michael Jordan averaged 19 points a game in college. Well, actually, his senior year.
Who's the only man to hold Michael Jordan under 20 points?
Dunno.
Smith.
Dean. I can't believe I missed that. I can't believe I let that one go over my head. I got to remember that one. Dean Smith, again, we talked about it the other day, four corners. The fact that you were not going to go off as an offensive player in Dean Smith's system. So I just don't see how you can put Michael Jordan there.
Of course, they had a couple good players in that team.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. We'll go ahead and go to number 11. And then we'll go with the top 10 after. Magic at number 11. Really, when we get to the top, I start thinking it's closer to kind of the way I would have laid it out. But to put Magic at 11, how good are the rest of these guys?
Magic could he couldn't shoot, but boy, he could pass.
Yeah, but he shot well enough.
Yes,
and the fact that the guy taught himself in a pinch when Kareem was out in Game 6.
You remember that game? Against the
went from playing point to center, taught himself the little baby hook shot and scored 40 points.
Yeah,
but again, that's NBA, so I digress there.
The first really big point guard.
Yes,
big
6'9".
That's right.
Cross you over. Do all those things. Had eyes behind the back of his. He was Bobby Hurley a foot taller.
Pretty much.
And not a foot, but I'm exaggerating.
Yeah.
But he was a foot taller version of Bobby Hurley.
That's right.
Okay. We got the top 10 coming. If anybody's got any questions or comments, 367-1240 right here. www.kane1240.com. We'll be right back.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best-kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties. Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
We're making it easy at Arsenal Ford this month. What month is it?
It's truck month.
Take $13,000 off the last 2020 F-150s in stock.
Because it's truck month.
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best-kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties. Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
With more than 20 years of service to Acadiana, Action Specialties is the leading provider of uniforms, workwear, screen printing, and promotional products in the South. When it comes to building your brand, Action Specialties has you covered. Whether you need signs and decals for your business, T-shirts and polos for your office, or FR uniforms for your workforce, call Action Specialties for all of your logoed needs. To plan your next project, call Action Specialties at 337-367-1664 or visit us on the web at actionspecialties.com. That's actionspecialties.com.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
All right, we're back. About to get into the top 10 right here. 107.5 FM. And number 10 is a guy, and again, I see the people ahead of him. I would have this guy closer to the top 5. Larry Legend didn't probably play long enough as some of these other guys. He did, you know, Larry had his back problems, the hick from French Lick. And that's probably the only thing. When you look at the great things Larry Bird did, it's always relative to averages because total points, total boards, total assists aren't there because he didn't last as long.
But he could play.
And I'm just reading a text from my man with LA Classic Roofing, Ross Booty, and we're kind of along the same lines here. He's saying he's his greatest, and I get it. But the guy at the top, longevity was his deal. So that's probably what keeps Larry out of the top five. But when Larry was doing it, man, oh, my goodness.
You know, the real criticism on him was he couldn't jump.
Well, who cares? It's all about getting it done.
He got the rebounds, whether he got a foot off the floor or 6 inches off the floor.
Yeah, no.
He could play.
Like, I'll give you an example right here. The guy one step ahead of him, I don't get now. I know he's a great player, David Thompson.
He could jump out the roof.
Yeah. You talk about a guy that could jump, supposedly at a 44-inch vertical.
He might have been a little more flashy than Bird, but he wasn't a better player than Bird.
No, I don't get that. I don't think it's even close.
I agree.
Okay, North Carolina State, great player, great athlete, but better than Larry Bird? Come on, man. Bill Bradley, better than Larry Bird? Different era, big man. I always say it's tough to judge. Basketball is more apples to apples. It is more apples to apples. But so it's not like football. How do you compare Peyton Manning to Junior Seau? You just don't. You don't even try. Okay? How do you compare Peyton Manning to Walter Payton? You don't. You don't even try. In basketball, we try. Okay? But a dominant big man is just different. They affected the game, especially up until now. Let's all remember, folks, that it's just recent since Magic Johnson, who we alluded to earlier, was one of the first big men that played point or off guard.
Yes, pretty much.
Okay, up to that point, your 6'2", 6'3", guys were your guards. Your 6'4", guy was your off guard.
Oscar Robinson was a point guard at 6'4", 6'5", back in the early 60s.
But an anomaly. Just not normal.
No.
Okay? So the big men are all – it's always going to be skewed because when a big man came along and he was ahead of his time, which at the time Bill Bradley was.
Yeah, Bradley was about 6'5", a Princeton grad. Yeah. I think he still holds the record for the most points in a two-game.
Well, and the thing about Bradley, and I say big man, he was one of the first guys that could play like a guard at that height, 6'5", 6'6". Yeah. You know, play like a guard and just do all those things.
And from all places. Missouri.
But again, I just can't put him ahead of the Hick from French Lake.
Yeah, I agree with you. Good shooter, but one of these rocket scientist type players.
Larry Bird took his team to the finals, undefeated. Because remember, I always got to go back and say we're not talking about the NBA. All right.
Yeah.
But
the Sycamores.
Man, what a player.
And signed with Indiana out of high school.
Yeah.
And left after a year to go to Indiana State.
Jerry West, West Virginia. That was one I didn't have conviction. I didn't have conviction that he went to West Virginia. I had to look it up to confirm. Okay. But I had that one. Had a good long career at West Virginia. Now you're getting to the point when you talk about collegiate Jerry West versus Larry Bird. I get it. Okay, I get that argument right there. Totally get it.
And Jerry West had a nickname, and I'm trying to remember it. It escapes me right now, but I'm going to remember it.
Well, you can Google that in a second.
Well, Mr. Clutch, they called him also, but he had another nickname coming out of West Virginia.
And of course, ends up being the general manager, owner. Is he now the owner?
No.
Just GM. Great ambassador for basketball. If you don't know this, the icon of the NBA guy dribbling was patterned after a picture of Jerry West.
That's correct.
Yeah, where it says NBA and you got the little blue figure with kind of leaning and dribbling. Now you start to get into the real just iconic dudes of their day. Wilt Chamberlain, number 6. When I hear Wilt at 6, I'm like, how can he be that low? But when you see the guys ahead of him, you get it. Wilt the Stilt, 100 points at Kansas. Do you have any insight, Turbo, on what led a Southern California giant to the Kansas?
Well, he was originally from the Philadelphia area.
Okay.
And the coach, the old coach at Kansas at the time, kind of drew him down there to Kansas to play. And
I don't think there was a big stack of $100 bills involved there.
With Wilt, who knows? But he, you know, don't read his book if you have fixations on things. But one of the greatest volleyball players that ever played. And, you know, early in his career, he could beat Gail Goodrich in a game of horse, you know. He was a phenomenal shooter and just
Well, it had to be to score the points that he did, because it's not all going to come with it from 2 feet. They're not all going to be dunks
or
drop-ins.
Zeke from Cabin Creek.
Zeke from Cabin Creek.
Was Jerry West's nickname coming out of
Zeke from Cabin
West
Creek.
Virginia. But Will, yeah, he's just a phenomenal athlete and never fouled out of a game. I remember you mentioned that a few weeks ago.
Yep.
I remember the game he picked up five fouls when the Lakers were playing the Celtics in the finals.
So you're telling me, you know, my senior year at Catholic High, I have a record at Catholic High School that'll never be broken. It's got nothing to do with football.
You fouled out of every game?
22 games, fouled out every one.
Hello.
The second to last one, coach had sat me toward the end. We were getting our tails kicked. We weren't very good. We had good players, but we weren't very good. Ended up winning a couple, two or three alumni tournaments years later. And I'm begging him, Coach, let me go back in. I got four fouls. I got to get one more, man. I got to keep the streak going. And you know how bad my coach – I'm not going to mention any names. You know how bad of a coach he was? He put me back in.
He wanted to keep that record intact.
You should have told me in there, sit down and shut up.
Yeah, Will – I'm trying to remember we brought Will to Kansas. And it was the old coach there, and I can't recall his name right now, but he kind of convinced – you know, Kansas had pretty good teams back in the day in the –
yeah, and of course it's continued. I mean, yeah, Kansas has been a hotbed of basketball.
Right. Yeah, they're not a football.
Not football. No. Kind of like the Indiana kind of.
When Pepper Rodgers was there, they had a couple good years back in the late 60s. They might have played in the Orange Bowl. And then they had a couple decent years. And then things just – Kansas never been a football powerhouse. Anyway.
Top five.
Here we go.
This guy is a Don, a member of the Dons.
The Dons.
The great Bill Russell. The San Francisco Dons. And again, that one just I immediately knew just reading it growing up. I didn't even have to think about it.
Born in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Another great ambassador for the game. Of course, what he did with the Celtics was just phenomenal. The winning. It looks like we got a phone call. Go ahead.
You're on the air with Coach Indes.
Yeah, I got a question for the coach.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm curious with Coach of how he can let Shaq sit so far down the list. You know, he reminds me so much of my father because I try and tell my dad that Shaq was one of the greatest to come out of LSU, but he always wants to disagree with me. You know, I don't understand that.
Is this the great Joseph Borg?
It sure is, Coach.
Well, Mr. Borg, I'm with you. I agree that Shaq should not be. I'm sorry. I don't think Shaq's top 10. I don't think he's in with these guys, but I think he's top 20. I totally do. Like I said, there's so many names that I've thrown out here. But, again, I think that these folks hold it against Shaq because his teams were underachievers, and they feel like someone with that's that good should have led their team deeper in the tournament every year. That's my feeling.
Oh yeah, so I agree. I got my roommate's the same way. I mean, my roommate he's like anti Shaq. He's a big basketball guy. I'm not a big basketball fan myself, but he's
Joseph. But you're such a great basketball player, though.
Oh, I mean, you know me. I was the best athlete you ever had. I can't believe you had 5,000, you know. I mean, if I would have gotten more than one penalty on your football team, I was going back to the locker room.
Well, you know what is different? Sometimes in basketball, it's important. Sometimes you need to foul. It's different, Joseph. Football, that you can't know. We were going to be the least penalized team anywhere, and that was going to be it. But in basketball, sometimes it's better to foul a guy than just to let him score.
Hey,
and that's my story, right, and I'm sticking to it.
Exactly.
I invented the hack-a-shack. I was just hack-a everybody. And you weren't going to dunk it in our gym, Joseph. I'm just letting you know. You were not going to come to Catholic High's gym and dunk a basketball because you were going to get taken down. I'm just letting you know.
I don't know. I'm trying to picture Brent Indes running up and down a basketball court, and I just can't see it.
Hey, you weren't – I guess you had graduated already when I hit my infamous half-court shot during the senior faculty basketball game. Had you graduated?
Yes, I was already graduating. I didn't
but you've seen the video, right? Because I can post it right now, pal. I think Diallo Landry actually he videoed it.
You don't have to post it. I mean, look, I know you're an athlete.
Joseph, I appreciate the call. Hey, go put out some fires in Thibodeau.
Hey, I'm trying. You know, I'm over here with Rebo, and we're winning football games. They didn't do too good this weekend, but I mean,
yeah. Who was that? Who was that that Nichols played?
That was Sam Houston.
Oh God, dog, yeah, gave up 71. I saw that. That was
yeah. I don't see what you go two games in a row of putting a combined 151 points or something like that, and then you get 71.
Sam Houston hung 71 on the Colonels. Yeah, so. All right, well, tell Coach Rebo I said what's up and hello and best of luck, and you take care of yourself. I'll make sure, I'm proud of you, bud. Proud of you. You're doing well.
Appreciate it, Coach. You have a good one. I'll talk with you later.
All righty.
Have a good one.
Joseph Borg.
I remember when he played.
Dr. Angela Longlinay Borg.
Yeah.
And GP Borg.
GP. I've seen GP lately.
Yep. GP's got a new job. He's doing well. He's out there hustling.
That's probably why I hadn't seen him.
He's out there hustling. Number four. Now, this guy definitely deserves to be up there because he was a part of the streak, the whole deal. Bill Walton.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Walton, very much of an – Bill Walton arguably could be higher. Bill Walton was unbelievable in college.
Yeah, John Wooden kept him in check.
Yeah.
He's out in left field what a phenomenal player.
Yeah. Bill Walton, he really wanted to be over at Woodstock, you know?
Pretty much.
He's a flower
child. He wanted to play in the Grateful Dead band.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the drummer.
Foot problems ended up haunting him with the Trailblazers. Played with the Celtics late in his career. But as a college player...
I remember watching that game when they got beat after 88 in a row, and Notre Dame just pulled it out of
Yep.
They scored like 5 or 6 points late in the game with under a minute to beat UCLA in South Bend. What a game.
So, but Bill, yeah, just – and of course, probably the greatest thing that ever happened to the guy was playing for the great John Wooden because he needed to be held in check.
Yeah, controlled. You're right. In that environment, you're right.
Absolutely. The Big O, we talked about him earlier.
Oscar Robinson.
Give me the college.
Oh, he went to Cincinnati.
Okay. Yeah, that was another one that I did not have conviction, but I was pretty certain.
And let me tell you quickly that Oscar Robinson played at South Central High School and up in Gary, Indiana.
We're spitting out high schools now, folks.
No, but this is on the movie Hoosiers. When Hoosiers beat the team that the original Hoosier team in 1952 that won the state championship, they beat the team that Oscar Robinson played for.
Wow.
In high school. And Oscar Robinson, his three or four years in high school, his high school team, that's the only year they lost the state championship.
Interesting.
Was to the Milan team from the Hoosier movie.
Interesting.
So.
Number two shocked me. I'm fired up to see it. But again, if you follow, it shows you how good this guy was. Because his teams were bad. The Pistol. Pistol Pete Maravich, number two all time.
He was the greatest showman for college basketball I've ever seen.
I mean, I got chills right now just talking about him, okay?
Saw him play a lot, too, in person.
I mean, the PMAC, he built it. He wasn't there to play in it, but he had it. You know, they played in the old Ag, what they called the Cow Palace.
Yeah, John Parker Agricultural Center.
To go back, for those of you that want to know the impact of this guy, so when Pistol was a freshman, the freshmen weren't allowed to play varsity basketball. They literally had a freshman team.
That's correct.
LSU's varsity would get maybe 800 people to come watch a game. When Pistol played in his floppy socks, they would get thousands.
That's right. The freshman outdrew the varsity.
Oh, the freshman outdrew the varsity every home game.
That's correct.
That the young man played.
That's right.
And again, the NBA career, of course, Pistol had his demons. Ended up dying of heart failure at a very young age. I think of Pistol as I do of – the word genius is so overused, just like GOAT and all these things overused. I do believe that a lot of quote-unquote true geniuses, you got to be a little mentally off. You follow me? I'm talking about for a guy. Watch the movie The Pistol and the way he practiced and everything that he did. It wasn't normal. Okay?
He was driven.
You know, I'm not saying if you got to have maybe a little, I don't know, some Asperger's and that, some autism, something in your brain. OCD. Something. Chris Jackson always said that what made him such a great free throw shooter, when he would shoot free throws, if it drew iron, he didn't count it in his head. It was a miss because it freaked him out. He had Tourette syndrome.
Yes.
And it freaked him out. The sound of iron freaked him out in that lonely gym. But Pistol, Pistol's mother had depression issues.
That's right.
Like I said, I really think that true genius, sometimes it's drawn from something kind of messed up in there at times.
Well, it kind of tell you, you know, he used to buy an aisle seat and watch the movies, and he'd get an aisle seat and he'd dribble with his left hand. Oh, yeah. And then he'd switch to the other side of the aisle and dribble with his right hand. You know, I'm watching a movie and I'm hearing some guy dribble a basketball.
Oh, it just,
that's worse than a baby crying.
And then the number one of all time, I can't disagree with, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Lou Alcindor.
Yep.
He really should be. It's Lou Alcindor because it's college. He was Lou in college.
That's right. Another UCLA boy.
The first coach book I ever read. I'm going to go back. I'm going to say this is probably 1990-ish, 91. I read They Call Me Coach by John Wooden. I was told that by a football coach. He said, before you read any, and I wasn't. I love to read, but it's more history stuff I love to read, you know, Band of Brothers, stuff like that, Killing Kennedy, Killing Lincoln.
Yeah, I'm a big reader like that, too.
All that
I like
stuff.
The history and the biographies, yes.
Exactly. I really was not a big sports book guy. My sports was Sports Illustrated growing up, and the Morning Advocate cover to cover. That was more my deal, the Sporting News. But I read They Call Me Coach. And John Wooden was just amazing. And one of the things he told his team, this is a team game. Understand, it's a team game. And every time we go down the floor, any one of you can shoot the ball relative to the play design if you get your look. But there's only one rule. Lou gets to touch it first. Before, unless it's in transition, unless it's fast break, when we set up in the half court, Lou has to touch the ball before anybody else can take a shot.
He just wouldn't. You know, Bill Walton used to complain that the first day of practice, Coach Wooden used to teach them how to put on their socks.
Yes.
Because if you put on your sock wrong, you're
going to
get blisters.
That's right. No, that's part of They Call Me Coach. That's in the book.
Just the little things like that, he just orchestrated.
Oh, yeah. Taught them how to put on their socks. Put on their shoes. No, if you get blisters, you can't play for me. And, of course, the shoes weren't as good as back then. They were probably playing at Chuck Taylor's.
Yeah.
Converse All-Stars.
And, you know, when UCLA won their first two championships in 64 and 65, of course, Lou was a freshman in 66 when they had just freshman teams. Well, the freshman team beat the national champions, you know, in the preseason warm-up game.
Unreal. Think about this today, telling a freshman he can't play bars. Hell, they're done now when they're sophomores in the NBA. All right, so I enjoyed that. Still, I just don't get the whole Shaq at number 46. Kind of freaks me out.
Yeah, kind of surprised.
Yeah. Bob Pettit was at 37, just to throw it out there.
Yeah, Bob Pettit. Yeah. The first real, well, other than George Mikan, and Pettit was the first one to hit 20,000 points in his career in the NBA.
We're running a little overtime, so we're going to come back. We're going to, hey, we got to get to 35, baby.
Oh, yeah, Trond Sank.
Yeah, Trond Sank. And we'll talk a little bit about the. A gentleman that was born in Bernice, Louisiana.
And oh, yes.
We'll be right back with the number 35 in the top pro wrestlers of all time.
We're making it easy at Arsenault Ford this month. What month is it?
It's truck month.
Take $13,000 off the last 2020 F-150s in stock.
Because it's truck month.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Want to work your body in top condition? Look no further than Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment. Whether outfitting a home gym or a large rehab center, Frank will get you quality equipment that will last for years. Large machines or small accessories, our selection is second to none. Frank, who was born and raised in New Iberia, will see to it that your equipment is serviced even well after the sale. Visit our website at frankspecialtyequipment.com or call the office at 337-316-1231.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
With more than 20 years of service to Acadiana, Action Specialties is the leading provider of uniforms, workwear, screen printing, and promotional products in the South. When it comes to building your brand, Action Specialties has you covered. Whether you need signs and decals for your business, T-shirts and polos for your office, or FR uniforms for your workforce, call Action Specialties for all of your logoed needs. To plan your next project, call Action Specialties at 337-367-1664 or visit us on the web at actionspecialties.com. That's actionspecialties.com.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Join us Wednesday for St. Patrick's Day. The cast is back on Friday. Saturday, it's Cajun Company Band. And Sunday, it's the Steve Adams four-piece trio. 19 TVs has you covered for sports. And no bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, from 5 to 8 with most drinks half-priced.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
All right, before we get into number 35.
Talk same.
Real fast, LSU 14-3. The good news is they sweep UTSA, a team they should sweep.
Yes, they should.
The bad news is
they give up a lot.
They give up. One run, 3-1. That's fine.
Okay.
9 runs, 10-9, and 12 runs, 13-12.
Yeah, that's a lot of runs.
It's a lot of runs. Mississippi State coming up soon.
I don't know how good they really are. They list them at second or third in the country, and
anyway. I think they just look. They don't. They look at record 14-3. And the Cajuns would love to be there because Cajuns get swept by Southern Miss.
That was in Hattiesburg,
13-4, 1-0, 6-3.
Yeah, a walk-off grand slam yesterday. Yeah.
Got TCU coming up. So
who's an excellent team.
Yeah, Cajuns need to get that together. Going back, listening to our sponsors, looked like there's a heck of a party this weekend. My man Ty over at Quarter Tavern saw some pictures. I didn't get a chance to make it. Had a long golf day at another one of our sponsors at Cane Row. Course is in great shape. We had 16 or 17 of us out there, just in our group.
Oh, wow.
Packed house on the course.
And what to allow y'all, five and a green or four?
Five. You can play a five-some. Okay. Looks like the membership's growing and everything's – Hugh Andre doing a great job and his crew taking care of the golf course and just can't wait to watch watch our membership grow and watch the golf course get better and better and better. We have a gentleman that's committed to making the place restore it to its
pristine
greatness, pristine
look,
horticulture. All right. We're over time as it is, so let's get to it. This gentleman, who was a Choctaw / Chickasaw Native American, born 1938, Edward McDaniel, passed in 2002, from Bernice, Louisiana, up north, near the Arkansas border, Chief Wahoo McDaniel. I definitely gravitate. Now, the chief is the lowest rated good guy on my list.
Really?
Okay, so this is the first good guy that I've gotten. All these other guys have been bad guys. Now, don't get me wrong. There's bad guys up there because they're just guys you just couldn't forget. Larger than life guy, I gravitate toward guys like him and Ernie Ladd because the fact that they were former really good football players shows you the athleticism that these guys had to have. 8 years in the NFL, the Oilers, the Broncos, the Jets, the Dolphins. Bounced around a little bit. In Joe Namath's and Larry Zonka's autobiographies.
They mention him?
They not only mention him, they tell stories of him.
Oh, wow.
Larger than life character. Which you needed to be good
in
wrestling, okay? Because it was more about the character than anything. Of course, you had to be a great athlete. You had to be all these things. But it was all about the character. And, of course, in those days, you stayed. He was good. He was a good guy. He was always a good guy. When he played at the Jets, he was so popular that the PA announcer, when he would make a tackle, he would say, "Who made the tackle?" And the fans would go, "Wahoo!" So, you know, hey, this was a beloved gentleman. His main rival was from Texas, the great Johnny Valentine, who ended up having a son that was also one of his rivals. Entered the ring in a huge headdress. He was called Chief Wahoo McDaniel. And again, was a Native American. Like 100%, like I said.
Yeah.
You know, this guy, if there was a casino anywhere near, he was getting a check.
I hear
you. Okay, this guy, you know, he wasn't 1/16. He wasn't, you know, he's getting a full check.
Full-blood Indian, Native American.
Yeah, full-blooded or Native American. As we move up the list, just like I said, these guys that are down below 30, they don't get me fired up like some of these guys that are coming up. Some of these guys that get fired up, I don't know. I'm gonna have to take an extra little blood pressure pill that morning because I get excited about this.
Well, don't drink any caffeine.
Well, I can't help that. I can't help. Got to have my 18-ounce coffee every morning. All right, so tomorrow we're going to have Jude Duga, Lorville softball coach, doing a fabulous job for the last few years that he's been with the Lorville program. Lorville girls have made major pushes every year, and I need to do my homework on that. I don't know if they've won at all, but, boy, they've come close.
Yes.
And I could be wrong there.
Don't know that.
Yeah.
I know the boys have won a state title.
But Lorville's girls have come very close. Also, pulled up a little mock draft that 247 Sports has put out. Just some interesting things there. So we'll look at it now and then see come time. Is it late April that's the draft?
Yeah, it's usually typically
the last week of April.
A little like after the 20th of April, something like that.
We'll see how it holds up. You have certain guys that are moving up, certain guys that are moving down. Very interesting in the top 10. I'll just leave it at that. It's very interesting top 10 that something's left out.
Yeah, and I'd be willing to bet that Mickey Loomis is going to make a move to move up somewhere.
And it's not – yeah, it'll be interesting to see because the Saints are in a very precarious situation with their draft.
Got a couple of extra picks they got for Teddy Bridgewater signing elsewhere too.
Yes. And again, that's I know the Jags. That's why the Jags are projected to take a quarterback. With that being said, right here in the beautiful Main Street, New Iberia, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Hike, Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor, of course, on Wednesday. Unless something changes, I'll have my main man, Eric Hike, in here. Schwing Insurance, Armin and Chet Schwing. Go see him for all your insurance needs. Blazing Specialties, I'll be heading there in a little while to get some food. My man, Robert Romero, Additive Solutions. Jace Guidry, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, as I spoke of earlier, the Quarter Tavern, had that great shindig this weekend for charity. Arsenal Ford, Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment. Remember, if you need some maintenance on your fitness equipment, now's the time to do it. It's spring cleaning. Give Frank a call. Action Specialties, my man Lenny Lepre. I know he's listening right now. Hope you're doing well. L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports. My man Jake Blanchard. And last but not least, Jonas Hebert with Grittick Electrical and General Services. That's a wrap. We will see you tomorrow morning. Have a great day.
You're listening to KANE 1240 AM and K298CQ 107.5 FM, New Iberia.
The voice of the Tash.